What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, now we have Margaret Gray in South Florida right now at the Aventura Mall in South Florida. Margaret?
I'm here at the Aventura Mall here, Phil, in South Florida, where the people of the great city of Miami and the surrounding environs are picking up after Hurricane Wilma. And let me tell you something right now, nothing will keep these people down. And I've got a group of people here. Don't you agree, ladies and gentlemen, nothing will keep you down. Thank you. And so we are here, Phil, to raise money for Hurricane Wilma relief. There's been an awful lot of chit-chat about Katrina, and Katrina was very devastating. Please don't get me wrong. But Hurricane Wilma has done its damage. And I also would say to you, Phil, that there are a great many people listening to us on the Phil Hendry Show here in South Florida because they have no choice. So I am very...
Whoa. What does that mean, they have no choice?
I'm sorry?
What does that mean? They're listening to me because they have no choice.
You know, Phil, I thought you would be grateful to know that there are a great many people listening to you.
Because they have no choice, is what you said.
Well, there's no electricity, so they can't watch television, which I'm sure is what they'd rather do. But
see, everything you say is not exactly making me feel good.
Phil, I'm going to say this as calmly as I can. This isn't about you. This is about people.
Well, then don't bring up my show in the middle of all of this to bum me out 8 minutes into the end of the show.
Well, I'm so sorry you're bummed out. You know something? You are a real pain in the ass. To start your program off, as I am trying to do something good for the people of Miami, and the people of...
I understand you're doing a good thing, but you're saying stuff that's like a left-handed compliment, okay?
I didn't hear that, Phil. They're waxing the floor here. What?
I said... You're saying stuff that's like, look, I know you're there to raise money. I'm sorry. You know what? I'll take the high road here, bud. This is what you call taking the high road. You know what, Margaret? You're right. I'm wrong. You go right ahead.
I heard what you said to the retard, so.
The retard.
What's that mean?
All right, Phil, I want to do to everyone assembled here. Hello, everybody. I have a PA system that I'll be using, Phil.
I want to sing a song for everyone here. This is just a...
Will you please?
Wait, hold on for a minute. How do I turn that off?
Well, you turn the knob down, I guess.
How do what? Do it for me.
There, like that.
Thank you. The man turned the volume down.
You don't know how to do that, huh?
And, you know, Phil, let me just do this song.
All right.
This is for South Florida, and anything that you can raise for hurricane relief...
Why don't you turn the PA off?
Turn the PA off? That's what I'm using. Excuse me, but I've got a little bit of snot. Would you hold on for a minute, Phil?
Go ahead.
What was that?
All right, now...
Can we get on with the song here?
Yes, we can. Would you allow me to have some theatrical...
Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and I'm here to sing for Hurricane Wilma Relief. Pardon me for just one moment. Look at that, just hit the side of that guy's yacht. All right, this is a song called, well, see if you can guess what this one's called. A 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Who's speaking out from under a stairway, calling a name that...
Put her on hold, bud.
Why?
Put it on hold? What do you mean, why? Put that crap on hold, will you? God!
There's blood coming out of your nose.
Well, I don't imagine why. Blood coming out of my nose? I just had that high-frequency pitch just hit my freaking neural pathways. Tell her I don't want the PA system, man. It was driving me ape. Reminds me when I was an engineer. Did I ever tell you about this, bud?
No.
I was an engineer for a show called Star Tracks. Anybody remember a show called Star Tracks? It was a little two-minute piece, a little two-minute vignette. And the host was Hetty Lynn Hurdies. And Hetty, people may remember her. She was on a local radio here in Los Angeles and did a lot of news. And Anyway, she would come in once a week, this little blonde woman, and sit down and put her headphones on, and then she'd read her script, which was, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurtis, and this is Star Trek, brought to you by Bubblicious, you know. Well, I was the engineer, and I wasn't very good, and while she's reading it, I did something wrong that fed probably about, oh, I don't know, 9 million volts of feedback right straight back into her head. And I remember this woman sitting there, and all she had was this look at her face that was kind of like someone had cut a pretty cheesy fart. In other words, she was like, huh? Like that? But what's really happening is that she's being cooked. She's being electrically cooked slowly. And all she has is a look at her face like, wow, what's that smell? As she's slowly, her brain's being incinerated by this, you know. And man, did I get reamed for that one, because, you know, you don't mess with the talent. You don't ever make the talent deaf. Don't ever do that. And as a result, you know, is she back?
Yeah, she says she's really mad and she's going to talk to David Hall about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I go on with this?
Yeah, if you could just kill the PA.
Can everyone hear me out there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 2, 3, 2, 3. Excuse me, Phil, but I have to do some dance steps. 2, 3, 1, 2. Full layout. Okay. Excuse me. Who's peeking out from under us? Oh, I don't think they can hear me. I need the
Will you get it together?
Pardon me for a moment. Who's peeking out from under us?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, I thought it sounded pretty good, considering it's coming across on an ISDN line.
That's an ISDN line, bud? Is that what we're paying? We're paying a phone company for that?
Yeah.
That's an equalized ISDN line? Sounds like it's coming over a Dixie cup and a string.
You told me to get an ISDN line, and this guy said it's just as good.
Yeah? What's it called?
Telephone.
Uh-huh. Charging me ISDN rates, and he's giving me a phone line. Sorry, folks. Coming up, we're going to be talking with a gentleman who's written a book called The Art of Control. I think you'll find this interesting. Art Griego joins us on how to control your wife, your kids, how to control everybody. That's going to be coming up. Also, a visit from Mr. Roland Schwinn. Mr. Schwinn he calls himself diet challenged, and we're going to be talking with him about these fat suit movies. You guys know, like, the fat suit movies that are always out? Every year there's a movie with a guy in a fat suit. Fat Albert, Nutty Professor, Shallow Hal, always the fat suit. There's another one out now. I don't know the name of it, but we'll be talking with Mr. Roland Schwinn and the Diet Challenged of America. And we'll be reading some news. We also have some email. And as I mentioned to you, we'll continue with Margaret singing her asinine music from Miami. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got a flashback by request coming up. And it is it's a good one, baby. This is, I believe, it's Father McQuarters. And, of course, we do accept your request at phs@philhendryshow.com. Got one more phone call to take here. Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
I was calling because I'm curious if there is any information about whether they found Natalie Holloway or not. And I am calling.
I don't believe they have.
Could I finish what I'm saying, please?
Go ahead.
And I am calling because I usually tune into this radio station to get news and information, and instead I was listening to the most juvenile material.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. That's my show.
Who am I speaking with?
My name's Phil Hendry. I'm the host of the show.
You're the host of the show?
Yes.
Am I on the air right now?
Yes, sir, you are.
Well, I was not led to believe that I would be.
Well, I can assure you, sir, that perhaps you weren't, you know, don't remember.
Well, I remember very well what's said to me. I remember very well what's said to me. And I will remember this conversation when I call your employer tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock sharp. I am calling. I'm very, 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 very sad as to what's happened to this station. When I used to listen to it, they would give Natalie Holloway updates.
I'm sorry about that, sir. I can give you Natalie Holloway update. She hasn't been found. She's most probably dead.
And where do you get that impression?
Because the girl is gone, man. I mean,
The girl is gone, man. Boy, you, this is some kind of a youth movement thing that's going on here. What's, you know, I want to know, when are they going to find her?
Sir, they're not, you know what, I'll give you the straight scoop. They're not going to find her. She's.
I don't know where you, what is your qualification?
Well, what do you mean, when are they going to find her?
I am asking the question. I used to get updates on the half hour, and when it breaks, they always give us 22 minutes, and we'll give it to you. Now.
Well, I'm awfully sorry. I don't know what you were listening to, but I don't have. What do you mean you got updates on the half hour and when it breaks?
That's exactly what I. When it breaks.
When his butt breaks? Ask him that if it's butt.
You know, I heard that, and I think that is unbelievable. Did he just say when his butt breaks? Did I hear that?
Sir, I'm going to move on with the rest of my show now.
I'd like to know, believe me, I will not hang up. When are they going to find Natalie Holloway alive and happy?
Never.
And how are you qualified to say that?
I'm not qualified to say that. It's an opinion.
I don't want an opinion. I want to know when she's going to be found smiling and saying, oh, were you guys looking for me? Now, when will that happen?
So get out of here.
You hang up on me, and I can tell you I will take a giant dump on you.
We hung up on him. All right, let me...
that guy sounds serious.
Well, I don't care. It's time now for our flashback by request. This is from Ken Shipman. It says here, Phil, can you please play the snippet when Father McQuarters is recollecting his years as a New York police officer and how he would handle looters? I would whack the back of their head so hard that her gold teeth would go out uniformly from her mouth, almost like jet air... almost like jet aircraft. Just woo! And impale themselves in a fence 100 yards hence. I would hit her on the back of the head so hard she'd turn white. I'm Father James McQuarters. God bless you. All right, so you got a lot of you guys don't know that Father McQuarters used to be a cop. Well, here he is talking about it during Hurricane Katrina. All right, Father James McQuarters has joined us. He can't talk his light, lilting accent unless he has this kind of music. Isn't that right, Father?
Yes, Phil, that is right. I love to hear music from the old country. Brings a tear to my eye. But if the music drops out, suddenly I revert to talking like this, you know, so put the music back on. Oh, thank you.
That is the freakiest disease, man.
It's only on the radio, Phil. Ordinarily, I just speak in my normal speaking voice. And
well, what's that?
Well, it's something like, hi there! But I,
All right, what do you want to talk about today?
Phil, I want to talk about what's going on in New Orleans. I want everyone to please be calm. Have patience. The help is on its way. And always have faith in the Lord. Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor do they sweat. And yet the Lord provided for them. And I say it here that every hair on your head is numbered. And so there's no reason for you to worry. As the day turns to night, and the night turns to day, things will work out, Phil. I hate to see these people looting the stores, Phil, you know.
Oh, it's bad.
You know, Phil, there was a time when I was a police officer myself.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you work?
Phil, I worked in the city of New York. I was a typical New York Irish cop. That's right. For 25 years, Phil, before I saw the error of my ways, I was a police officer there at the NYPD. Manhattan South, don't you know? NYPD, bleh. But, Phil, I don't do that anymore.
Well, I imagine you are looking, Father McQuarters, at the police in New Orleans and what they're up against.
Well, I understand that, Phil, and I see the looters. And were I still a police officer today, I would take a riot gun out, and I'd walk right up to the back of a man's head, right to the back of a man's head. And oh, how I'd do the old pump action on that and watch his brain splatter all over the glass. But I'm not like that anymore, Phil. I'm not like that anymore. I'm a peace-loving father now, Phil.
You would kill a man just for...
Oh, yeah, just for jollies. You know, Phil, I don't like looting and I don't like rioting, but today I pray to God. When I was a police officer, I'd chase a man down and beat his face with a flashlight. I love to use the butt end of the flashlight and just... Yeah! Huh? You gonna run now? Huh? You gonna run now? You got some rabbit in you now? Yeah! And I just... Boom! Boom! But I don't do that anymore, Phil. No, not since I've seen God. And Jesus is my savior. You know,
you were a violent police officer?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to do my job, Phil. For instance, if I saw some big, fat-assed woman carrying looted things out of a store, you think I'd say, excuse me, would you turn around and bring it back? No, I wouldn't. I'd kind of go up to her as if I was playing cricket, running up to the ball, and I'd have my PR-24. That's right. The good old martial arts billy stick. And I would whack the back of her head so hard that her gold teeth would go out uniformly from her mouth, almost like jet aircraft, just and impale themselves on a fence 100 yards hence. I would hit her the back of the head so hard, she'd turn white. I'm Father James the Quarters. God bless you.
There it is. Flashback by request on the Phil Hendry Show. That's Father James McQuarters, and that from Ken Shipman. If you'd like to hear something, just, you know, email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. My Friend's Place is having a special event. My Friend's Place here in Los Angeles is a resource center for kids who live on the street. And we have, by way of the sale of our CDs, benefited My Friend's Place. A lot of people who do, by the way. They've got a lot of people that support their work. I just think it's important because they're kids. They're teenagers. They're, as I've often said, the least lovable kid that there is. And by the time a kid is 14 or 15 and they are such a problem or perceived to be such a problem that they're kicked out of their house and nobody wants them back, you know, and this is what we're talking about. Who's going to care? I mean, you know, they're not really all that cuddly anymore. If they get out here to L.A., there is a place on Hollywood Boulevard called My Friend's Place, and it really has turned around so many kids, man. It's just, it's incredible. I mean, they get a little bit of education under their belt. They get a job. They find an apartment. They figure out where it is they really like to go as opposed to just living on the street. So there are people who have helped My Friend's Place down through the years. One of them is the comic Christopher Titus, and a number of other people will be at this benefit. It's called Today's Health, Tomorrow's Hope. It's an open house and a benefit to celebrate the new health education program they're doing at My Friend's Place. It's going to be on Sunday, November the 13th. It starts at 3 p.m. And there's going to be an awards program at 4:30 p.m. And would you please give My Friend's Place a call, or you can go to their web address, which is www.homelessyouth.org. And, oh, look at that. I just saw my name on the board of directors. I haven't been to a meeting. My wife goes, though, so.
Boy, what a loser. You should go, not put your name there.
Well, they put it there. I didn't put it there. Anyway, if you'd like more information, you can call this number, 323-908-0011, extension 110. The mission of My Friend's Place is to assist and inspire homeless youth to build self-sufficient lives. And it's a pretty cool thing. So, anyway, that's where that's at, man. I wanted to mention that. It's coming up November the 13th. And it might be something fun for you guys to get involved in. I'm going to just head out briefly here. Margaret Gray, and I believe Lloyd Bonafide is with you now, Margaret.
Phil, no, Lloyd is in Los Angeles. And let's go over now to Los Angeles and Lloyd Bonafide. Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bonafide?
Yes, Mr. Henry. I'm going to sing the song I've Got a Rock to benefit Hurricane Wilma Relief in South Florida. And I finally finished the song, and let me just say something right here to anybody who didn't like the song or thought it shouldn't have been finished or thought it was silly in the first place. You know what you can do? You can take a running jump. You can take a running jump off a 50-story building for all I care.
All right. I mean, your hostility has been duly noted.
What's that?
I said your hostility has been duly noted.
What am I listening to in the background?
Never mind. Could you just sing your song?
All right. This is called I've Got a Rock. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. I got a rock. I got a rock, 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 rock. I got a rock. I got a rock. I've got to rock. I've got a rock, and I'm gonna rock. I've got a rock. I've got to rock. Oh, I've got a rock. God, do I. God, I've got a rock. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, rock. 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock. All right, hold on for a minute, Phil. I dropped the pages.
Yeah, okay, you pick them up, man, and continue, all right?
Yeah, if you're making fun of me, I can warm my truck up and be there in a half hour.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's been a long time since we spoke with Roland Schwinn, who is with Diet Challenged of America, but he is with us on our Newsmaker line. And Mr. Schwinn, where are you right now? I can't hear. Mr. Schwinn, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Where are you right now?
Well, right now, I'm at Perry Boy's Buffet.
You're at a buffet. You're having dinner?
I'm just having a between meal stand.
Okay. Am I interrupting you? I wanted to ask you about the... Your organization has taken exception to what you call another fat suit movie.
These movies, Life Fat Albert and the Shallow Hal movie and the Nutty Professor, it's really getting old.
Are you done talking?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know if you're done talking.
I understand.
All right. When you say another fat suit movie, you mean these films, when you say Shallow Hal, all of these are movies that feature actors in fat suits and somehow lampooning a fat person, correct?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. What's the story?
There's nothing, sir. You know.
Kiss my ass.
Wait a minute, man. Get him back on the line. I'm so sorry. Apologize to him, bud.
How am I supposed to apologize now? You're laughing like a lunatic.
Just get him back on the phone and don't ask me. Mr. Schwinn, I apologize, sir. I was having one of my engineer was doing some jokes.
Well, I will hope that you will take this seriously, Phil, because we think that doing films like this, the stereotyped individuals who are diet challenged, are wrong.
All right, sir. In the film Shallow Hal, the young lady played by Gwyneth Paltrow is a very fat girl, and yet our hero in that movie, Shallow Hal, played by Jack Pratt, is taught to see through the exterior people.
But also in that movie, images of fat people. Yes, that'll be fine. Rare.
All right.
God help you if you're laughing again.
No, sir, I'm not.
You're sure?
Yes.
I knew it.
See, you hung up. All right, can we take a break here?
Well, want me to get him back on the phone again? You laughed at him two times.
I'm going to have you get him back on the phone as long as I need him back on the phone, man, and I don't need your input. Why shouldn't I laugh at a guy walking a freaking cow by the table and saying, that'll be fine, rare? 1-800-449-86. We'll be back with Mr. Roland Schwinn from Diet Challenged in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, we'll be talking with a gentleman about the book, The Art of Control, Mr. Art Griego.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
And I thank you very much, though, sir. It was a pleasure. Is he there?
You there, sir?
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you, sir. You know, man. Never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Thank you very much to Mr. Roland Schwinn of Diet Challenged. All right, it's time now to take a look at some of the news here on the Phil Henry program, brought to you by Marlboro Cigarettes. It's really not brought to you by Marlboro Cigarettes, but I like to say that because it sounds like we have a sponsor. And when's the last time you heard about anything being sponsored by a cigarette company, right? Not that it's healthy, not that it's good for your kids, but they shouldn't be listening to the show anyway, should they? Thank you. Now, Prince Charles to visit the United States with his new wife. Prince Charles, his wife, and a wardrobe full of dresses jet off to the United States Tuesday on a tour designed to celebrate transatlantic ties, promote Charles' environmentalist causes, and test reaction to his new bride in a nation still smitten with the late Princess Diana. This is Diana country, said Lisa Stewart, a member of a band of devotees called the Diana Circle U.S. We love Diana still. Lisa, who tends a home with a husband who is having an extramarital affair and children that hate her, was interviewed in London just before Princess Camilla and Prince Charles left. Lisa Stewart, who loves Diana even to the exclusion of her own family and very, very good friends, stood there standing around with pictures of Diana, crying and pretending she's her. The 56-year-old heir to the throne and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, will visit New York, Washington, New Orleans, and San Francisco during their one-week tour, then, as quickly as they can, get on a jet and get as far away from here as they can. The royal couple coming to America because they're supposed to, because the Queen Mother said that they should, and because they're supposed to because the Prime Minister wants everything to be nice and tidy between the Great Britain and America, are going to be here for about 3 weeks, bored to death. No comparison to how bored we're going to be with them. Aides hope the prince's final tour of the United States, or first tour since 1994, won't be eclipsed by memories of a visit in 85 when a radiant Diana danced with John Travolta at a White House dinner, something no one remembers. Now then.
Why are you getting so cynical?
Just let me read it the way I want to read it. Okay. What?
I want to know what it is with you. Why do you got a comment like that?
Because that's what I want to do. I ain't reading news unless I can comment.
I told you to do the news, didn't I?
Yeah, and I said I'm going to comment about it.
And why'd you play a pig sound when I came on?
It was a mistake.
My ass, it was a mistake. You did that on purpose, didn't he, bud?
Probably did.
I didn't do anything on purpose. That clown's pushing the buttons. Police rescued unarmed two kidnapped children and a foster child of an American missionary during a raid on an apartment in Haiti. Why? Well, anyway, the police said that Hannah Lloyd, her brother David, and their Haitian foster sister Miriam Mineville were unharmed. But the police did question, why were they in Haiti? Why? Well, their parents are Pentecostal ministers who think that they'll avoid beheading because they believe in Jesus. Well, there's a few people over in the Philippines walking around without the old noggin that could maybe disabuse you of that idea. The police said the kidnapping occurred shortly after Alicia Lloyd picked up the children, and then as she was driving down the street to their home, yelled out the window, "Any of you boogies know the way to my house?" The children, apparently, were abducted by several armed men dressed as police officers in a van that said police. So naturally, the kids thought they were cops and thought they were under arrest for hiding that spleef that their mother told them to put out and stick in their backpack. "We operated very fast and no one was hurt," said Lucius, who only has that one name. Everybody in Haiti has the name Lucius or Renfro. And he was the chief of police there in Port-au-Prince. The children were the latest victims of a surge of kidnappings that have added to insecurity ahead of the first elections since February 2004. Yeah, sure. The people there will vote for a president, then they'll vote for a bunch of senators and congressmen, and then they'll all be shot and a general or something will take over. In other news, aiming to spur baseball and other sports to adopt tougher steroid policies, Senator Jim Bunning and John McCain are reintroducing legislation that would standardize drug testing and penalties for professional leagues. "That's ever so interesting," said Bob Hauser, a Chicago White Sox fan, as he was told about Bunning and McCain. Mr. Hauser, who was there to get season tickets for next season's White Sox games at Comiskey Park, then went on inside to pick up his tickets. When the story was repeated to him about them introducing legislation that would standardize drug testing and penalties for professional leagues, he said, "Would you please stop bothering me?" Jim Bunning, by the way, was described by Ted Williams when Mr. Bunning was a pitcher as a real bum. Anyone can hit his slider.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Now then, the White House also got reaction.
All right, I don't like this. What do you mean? Who knows about Jim Bunning? And I don't know anything about it.
Oh, shut up. The White House got the reaction it wanted out of its third Supreme Court nominee, Federal Appeals Judge Samuel Alito. Immediate acceptance from the conservative who helped torpedo President Bush's previous pick. Apparently, Alito, a WOP, was the... Bush warns U.S. must prepare itself for flu pandemic. Please look up the word pandemic, and when you all know the meaning of that word, we'll get back to this news story. But apparently the president says that it's possible that bird flu stuff could come over here and wipe out millions. That's why we're investing a lot of money in antiviral drugs and also, of course, to produce a new vaccine. But if you're not old, really, really old and really in need of it, don't go hogging it all up, standing in line at your office and getting your free shot. Just go ahead and die like a man. And Rosa Parks returns home to Detroit. Rosa Parks was returned to the city she called home with thousands waiting in a line more than a quarter mile long to pay their final respects to the late civil rights leader. After Miss Parks died, many people in Detroit said, "Oh, that's what she did," as they lined up. And that's news here on the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On account of that.
Okay, tell everybody what you just said to me.
I'm just saying to anybody who is watching Fox News that Connie Chung has been given unfair credit for riding with the Blue Angels. That was not Connie Chung, and I just want people to know that. The Blue Angels are a very, very, you know, I'm not really into the military, but I do like aeronautics, and the Blue Angels are really something special, and to fly with them, you have to be invited and be considered, you know, clean, and, you know, you're clean, and you're not going to infect the seat or anything, or...
What are you talking about, man?
Well, I'm just saying, Connie Chung did not fly with them.
Well, why would people think it's Connie Chung flying with them?
Because of the news report that was just done on Fox News.
Was it Connie Chung?
It looks like Connie Chung. But the problem is, the G-forces, when you're with the Blue Angels, the G-forces are so fierce that it sucks your face clean back to the ear area. So when I looked up, I went, oh, wow, Connie Chung, when did she go to work for Fox? When they landed, it was Greta Van Susteren, see? So on account of it...
What are you saying, man? In other words, the G-forces sucked her face so far back, she looked like...
A China woman.
Get out of here!
No, please don't hang up.
I'm looking at it right now. It looks like... Jesus, it does look like... No, that's Greta Van Susteren. Well, now that she's landed, it's Greta Van Susteren. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, God, will we please leave the Chinaman material behind? Can we just please move out of that phase of this show's history and on into something else? Hey, Mr. Hendry, that's not Connie Chung. It's Greta Van Susteren. On account of the G-forces sucked her face back to her ear area. I don't know how you fly in one of those things. You see that? They've got a Blue Angel. I went up to the air show, which is in Canberra. That's the really exciting life that I have. Anybody that goes to air shows, oh, God. No, it's fun. The kids liked it. Anyway, I went out there, and I saw these guys going at, you know, who are these cats that fly biplanes straight up in the air and then stall it on purpose? What's going on there? I want to know that person, and I also want to know that they're not driving a bus I'm on. Hi, I'm going to get in this biplane, circa 1918, fly it straight up into the air, and then stall it, and then let it drop almost maybe, say, 100 feet from the ground and start it up again. Hey, that sounds like fun. Can I ride with you? Sure. Oh, man. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next is going to be a gentleman who's written a book, The Art of Control, Mr. Art Griego, on how to control situations in your life. Mr. Griego is a former commercial pilot, and while he was flying commercially, he had control of everything. He controlled that aircraft. He could control whether that aircraft was going to land or whether on a moment's urge he decided to just fly it right into a mountain. It was all up to him. And that kind of control is addicting. And that's why after he retired, he wrote his book, and so we'll be talking with him about that. And our website is www.philhendryshow.com. Go to our website today and check out the banner there at the top right. It'll tell you all about our November the 11th webcast and how you can sign up for it. If you click on that banner, you get a backstage pass. It shows you, there's actually a sample of what, this is stupid. It was like when we were testing the camera. So there's a sample of what it might look like watching the show. Check that out and pick up your backstage pass while you're on a subject. And go to our souvenir shop. We also have a brand new Phil Drives to Work Part 6. So this is the sixth leg of my trip to work. And, of course, Chris Norton's Babe of the Week is brand new. Yeah. Anyway, it's all there. www.philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.